Good evening, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started. Welcome to the April 18th meeting for the PIDAC, Potomac Yard Design Advisory Committee. We have a couple items on the agenda tonight. Before we get started, I wanted to announce a staffing change. This will be my last night as a liaison to the group. And we haven't identified a replacement yet, but we'll let you know as soon as we have that information. But wanted to make the announcement, and I've appreciated working with you guys in the group, and wish you the best. So we'll go ahead and get it started. I'm Ryan Price with Planning and Zoning. If we could go around the table and do introductions.
Jeremy Fretz.
Anthony Instrico.
Jorian Jernberg.
Jason Elm.
Jason Elvers.
Tim Casey.
Beth Reitzen.
Oh, I'm Duncan Lines from Gensler.
I'm Bob Brandt, Melania's attorney with Walsh Colucci, representing APTA.
Stephanie Freed with Planning and Zoning.
Mike Woodruff with Planning and Zoning.
Sean Welch with APTA.
And then Dom Sweet from the Highlands.
Robert Black with Gensler.
Kyla Yocum, resident.
Robert Vaughn, JBG Smith.
Victoria Coates, JBG Smith.
Okay, Jason.
All right. Okay. Regarding to the agenda, we have the first item is the approval of the minutes from the last meeting of January 24th. Any comments or discussions on the meeting minutes as provided and written up? No? Okay. All right.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Second.
Yep.
Right. All right. So that was a motion by Jeremy.
Pick one.
Yep. And seconded by Anthony. Call for a vote.
Call for a vote.
Call for a vote.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Nope. Passes unanimously. All right. Next item on the agenda is APTA, the update from last week, or last time's presentation.
Great. Thanks, everybody, for having us back here tonight. And thanks for your patience for the audiovisual portion of this evening's presentation, getting everything set up. We wanted to make sure we had a projector that adequately showed the proportions of the building, because last time there were some technical glitches. So I wanted to make sure everything was right this time around. But again, I'm Bob Brandt, land use attorney with Walsh Colucci, representing APTA. With this proposal for their new headquarters here in Potomac Yard. We met back in January with you all. We've heard a lot of good comments, a lot of good feedback. We've worked some of that feedback into our plans and into the design of the building. We're going to spend some time with you tonight walking you through some of the changes that we've made in response to that feedback and where we are right now. Duncan Lyons, to my right from Gensler, is going to probably do most of the talking because he speaks the language that you're here to talk about tonight. But just to provide just a quick little update, quick little overview, this is the property, Land Bay G, Block A1. We're immediately to the southeast of the Target property, north of us, right on Potomac Avenue. APTA is a nonprofit organization. They're the National Association for the Physical Therapy Industry here in the United States. They've been an organization since 1921. They've been in Alexandria for many, many years. They've chosen to stay in Alexandria. Their 100-year anniversary is coming up. In order to celebrate that, they've decided that it's high time to build a new headquarters. And so this is going to be their crown jewel, and it's something they're very, very excited about. I'm just going to jump right into some of the changes that we've made. Duncan's going to elaborate a lot on these, but these are changes that, again, were made in response to the feedback we heard last time. You have the materials in front of you. We've strengthened the entrance portal on Potomac Avenue, creating a clearer transition between our building and the adjacent NIB building to the south, providing a deeper setback of a level 7 boardroom at the top of the building that's on Potomac Avenue to further express the curvature of that facade, the eastern facade. We've added some sunshade along Potomac Avenue on the ground floor of the building to enhance the pedestrian scale of this building. Thanks, Duncan. One of the things we heard pretty clearly last time was pay more attention to the northern facade, that staircase feature. You'll see that we've made some changes there to really strengthen and celebrate that facade and that staircase element. We heard some comments last time about making sure the color scheme is compatible with the adjacent buildings, not too matchy-matchy, but not too clashy. So we've taken some steps to do that. We've revised some materials on the southern facade in response to your comments. And one of the things we heard also loud and clear was work with staff to make sure that that transformer vault is not within the public plaza. So we've identified a appropriate location working with staff that is not within that public plaza for the transformer vault. Before we get into the architectural changes and before I turn it over to Duncan, I just wanted to briefly touch on this concept of retail. Discussion at the last meeting, there was a number of people who encouraged us to really explore retail on the ground floor of this building. At this time, we're not proposing retail. There is retail on the southern portion of this building. A southern portion of this block for the NIB building. No retail was ever planned for the northern portion of the block that we're on. It's not in the CDD concept plan. We're not proposing any at this time. There's approximately 10,000 square feet on the NIB building to the south of us. This exhibit here, I think, really drives home a point that I was trying to make last time. We wanted to graphically demonstrate that there is a lot of retail that's planned for this area. I'm just going to orient you real quick. So here's the APTA building. We've sort of superimposed our site plan onto this grid here. But everything to the right of APTA is in Land Bay G. You'll see here this dotted line here. This is all retail square footage that's planned for what's called the Land Bay G Town Center. This is the future location of the IDA building. This is the future location of the NIB building, which is under construction right now. In total, there's a total of 108,000 square feet of retail that's planned for Land Bay G. More significantly even than that is to the north of us. This image is taken right out of the North Potomac Yard, a small area plan that was updated last June. Everything you see in pink is going to be required retail. This is really the city's vision for the focus of retail in Potomac Yard. And in total, in North Potomac Yard, there's 930,000 square feet of retail development. Retail likes to be near retail. There was a lot of thought given in the small area planning process to where the retail should be located in Potomac Yard. And this is the direction that city staff went with, the city went with after a lengthy public process and small area planning process. So we're right in the mix of all of that, but there's a significant, substantial amount of retail that is coming in very close proximity to this property. It's concentrated in an area that makes sense from a planning standpoint and concentrated in a way that makes sense in order for that retail to be successful. So I just wanted to touch on that before we kind of get into some of the architectural changes that we made in response to your comments. So,
and not to pile on to what Bob was just saying, but one of the things you will see from this is on one of the characteristics of retail is retail really is most successful when it's two-sided, when you've got retail on both sides of the street. And I think what you can see from this diagram is that the areas that have been targeted for retail are places where there is retail across from retail to a greater extent. And so the challenge that we would have with APTA and particularly that Potomac Avenue facade is that it would never be two-sided retail because of the stormwater management, the open space, the green space across the way from it. And it would be a little bit cut off from the other retail. So we felt like the worst thing for the building would be to put a retail space in there and have it fail or not be successful and have a dark space at the ground floor of the building. What we're proposing, which we'll show you as we go through the presentation, is a variety of functions at the ground floor which will be active uses of the space, not just from 9 to 5, but even into longer hours. So it will really, we believe, serve to activate the base of the building in a similar way to the way that retail would. So the building isn't dark and sort of empty after 5 p.m.
Okay, yeah.
So this is just jumping to the ground floor plan of the building, and you can see that what we wanted to do, this is actually oriented the other way, so this is Potomac Avenue along the bottom of the page, Westman Drive on the right-hand side, and then the NIB building and Glebe Road to the left of the page. And so you can see that what we're doing is we're locating our main pedestrian entry facing Potomac Avenue here. We'll have a large lobby and an atrium. This is kind of an atrium lobby, so it's actually a 7-story tall space that goes all the way up through the building. And then the tenant space, the loading and parking entries are located on Doak Street, immediately across from the loading and parking entries to the IDA building. So we're kind of consolidating that sort of service aspect of the building, and also adjacent to the loading and parking for NIB. So we're kind of putting all those things together. And then we've basically got an above grade fitness center, an amenity space here, which we're designing at the moment. We don't know exactly how it'll be configured, but we believe it'll be kind of a cafe-like space, and then tenant space for APTA, but it's really sort of their public-facing and their membership-facing space. So it's not just space that people will be working in 9 to 5, it's space that will have more activity. We've even talked about potentially a pop-up clinic taking place there that could have hours in the evenings or on the weekends. So there's the potential, as we develop those spaces, for active uses that take place during a longer period of time than the typical workday, and that really activate not just Potomac Avenue, but also activate this plaza space to the north of the property that we showed you guys last time, and we'll show you a little bit more detail of here today. So what I wanted to do was just sort of go through what we've done for the deck here is included sort of the image that we showed you last time, and then where how the design has evolved, and then in some cases we've actually taken it to a more rendered solution. So this is showing kind of a three-quarter aerial view looking south toward the building from Potomac Avenue. So you sort of see that curve of the facade. You can see that the seventh floor is set back, so there's a large roof terrace at the seventh floor of the building. And then the entrance facing east onto Potomac Avenue, and how the ground floor spaces pop out to really hold the edge of the curve and the sidewalk along Potomac, and then turn back to face this plaza space. So that's kind of where we were before. If we go to where we are now, you can see that there's a few things that we've modified here. We've kind of smoothed out this curve and emphasized it with a different sort of trim at the top, so we get a really nice smooth line along that curve. We've taken out the vertical division where the atrium begins, so that's just one sweep of glass all the way through. And we're using that light-colored precast frame that kind of frames the glassy element. We're using that again to emphasize the entry portal right here, and then also using it again as a framing element around this north stair. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the north stair as we go through the other views. You'll also see that we've introduced down here this kind of light shelf or sunshade element that is really there because our first floor is 17 feet, so it's a very tall first floor. And we were concerned that we wanted the building to have a really comfortable scale as it was meeting the sidewalk, so it felt like a good pedestrian scale. And so we actually set this horizontal projection. It forms kind of a canopy at the entry, and it also kind of aligns with the canopy on the NIB building, and then that kind of datum where they are showing awnings along the front of the NIB building. So all of those pieces are things which bring down the scale of the base to create a more pedestrian scaled base experience. But in addition to that, this ground floor slab is lining up with the same spandrel on NIB, and then the portal, which is a two-story space, defines a two-story entry, that also aligns with the two-story base on NIB. So again, we're being very careful. We're actually making sure as we detail the building that all of these horizontal datums are aligning perfectly with the equivalent datum on the NIB building. So, you know, we don't have a condition where one building is just missing the other one, that there's kind of an alignment through there. You can also start to see how we've added a little more emphasis and a little bit more interest to the stair, and I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go through the other views, but what we're really trying to do here is introduce kind of a what we're calling sort of our accent material, feature material, and I have a sample here, but it's actually a perforated version of this. So it's a perforated metal screen material that will be, you know, kind of a bold color. This is sort of a kind of a rusty copper sort of tone. We're using that perforated metal screen as a marker above the entrance. That same material will extend around with the sunshade at the pedestrian level, at the ground floor of the building. And then that material actually wraps up the stair and wraps inside and around the stair as it goes up. And I'll show you some more images that give a little bit more explanation of how that will work. So this is more similar from a similar point, but more of an eye level view. So this is where we were before. Go ahead. This is where we are now. You can see we've connected the stair back into the penthouse to really simplify the form and make the stair itself a stronger form that kind of grows out of the building. We've actually set back this seventh floor. This is actually the APTA's boardroom at the south end of their roof terrace. We set that back a little bit so it doesn't, it's not quite as prominent, and it gives the parapet at the roof line at the top of the roof terrace, it gives that a little bit more strength and a little bit more emphasis. And then you can see again how these first floor datums are tying through and the second floor datums tying through with the base of the NIB building over here. We've actually taken this one to a more rendered version, if you go to the next slide. So just starting to give an idea of what the building will feel like in terms of its materiality and its the materials, the colors that we're proposing. We've got a mixture of this light colored precast and then sort of more of a sort of charcoal colored metallic metal panel, and then the glass, which we brought some samples off here. It's not a green glass, it's a slightly blue glass, a high performance glass that will be somewhat reflective but will still allow views. It's not a super reflective glass, so it will still allow views into the office building. And then at the ground floor of the building, we're using a very clear low iron glass, so that's not reflective and is much clearer, much more clear glass, so it offers much better views into the building at the ground floor for pedestrians as they pass by. Let's keep going. So swinging around now to the Westman Drive side of the building. This is where we were before with the west and north facade of the building. So this is the west facade. This is facing IDA, so we're doing a kind of a similar expression of a more solid facade with precast concrete panels and punched windows. We're using two colors of precast to give it a slightly different scale, so we're giving the facade more of a two-story expression. And then this was showing how the stair tower was oriented before, and if we go to the next one, this is where we are. One of the comments we had before was to lighten the precast, and where we've ended up on the precast is we're not trying to match IDA exactly. The IDA is more of it's a kind of a whiter precast. This is still kind of a buff color, but it's got a little bit more warmth in it. So it's a lighter color, but it's not a cool white precast or off-white. It's more of a light kind of buff or tan color precast. And then the other sample that you see here, the darker color, is the dark gray, which is recessed from the white. So you read the kind of the white, the plane of the white precast first, and then set back from that 3 inches, you have the gray precast and the windows, that so you get that two-story reading of the punched openings. Go ahead. And then this is just a kind of a straight-on view of the north side. That's where we were before. This is where we are now. So you can see that actually one of the framing elements is this light precast piece that runs vertically up the stair and across. And if you actually could toggle back one, you could see. Before that was kind of a frame that went around all three sides. And we looked at it a couple of different ways. We actually like it a lot better this way, where it actually goes up and over the stair, and then it runs back along the penthouse. So it ties that stair back into the penthouse. The other thing you can start to see here is how that perforated metal material, which is coming around in the sunshade, becomes this very sort of dynamic ribbon, if you will, that kind of runs up outside the glass, and then it actually turns inside and wraps around the stair, inside the stair as an accent color, and then it comes out again and forms this triangular field at the top of the tower, which is where we plan to locate the sign for the American Physical Therapy Association. So it becomes a much more expressive piece of the design, taking that accent material and really trying to use it as a way to celebrate movement within the building, to celebrate the stair, and to really make a unique feature out of this kind of stair tower on the north side of the building. So if you go to the next view, you can see this is kind of a rendered version of that view The view, as you would see from the intersection of Potomac and Westmond, and you can see it's our intention that this material, it's not just a beautiful material, but it'll be accented with lighting in such a way that it really becomes a very strong feature of the design and really makes a feature out of this stair tower and something that really, given the high visibility of this side of the building for people coming down Potomac Avenue, we felt like it was important to really make a strong feature out of the stairway and the design of the stair, the lighting, and the materiality that we were proposing to use for that. So that's where we how we developed that element, largely I think in response to some of the comments that we heard from you guys at our last meeting. Wanted to just touch on the south facade of the building. We have, because we're actually, most of the south facade is right on the party wall, right on the property line with NIB, we can't put windows into it, but we are breaking it up with some different colors and material. We were showing EFIS there, we're not showing that material anymore. If you go to the next slide, we're using a material called Granitex, which will closely resemble the texture and the color of the precast, so it really reads as the same material as the precast. So, you know, a minor revision there, but also lightening it up and using a higher quality material for the light, both the light and the dark material in the south, along the south side of the building.
Is this the Granitex here on the table?
No, actually, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't bring the Granitex. It really looks almost identical to this. It's just a, it's like a troweled on. It's a material that I think actually has like pieces of stone in it. So it's got a sort of stone aggregate, stone base for the material. And it was something, you know, we've been working with the city and they were like, yeah, we don't really like EFIS. And they actually proposed that we look at this material because it had been used on a project down in the Eisenhower Valley. And we felt like it was a good quality material to use in this application. The view, if you were looking up Potomac Avenue, so you can really see from this angle, the curve becomes very accentuated. This is the previous rendering, and then this is the current rendering. So you can see we've kind of smoothed out the curve a little bit, and then this framing, this light-colored precast framing element drops down on the south side and kind of contains the glass within the curve, and then that same element forms this kind of portal to the entry piece with the accent perforated metal screen as an inset element within that. Finally, we've been really developing the design of the plaza and the design of the roof terrace and really trying to get those two elements to sort of relate to one another. So whether you encounter this building you know, as a member of the public enjoying the plaza and experiencing the plaza, or whether you're you know, or you're a guest at the conference center and are at the rooftop, there's sort of a formal relationship between those two outdoor spaces. This is the updated version. You can see how we felt like this framing element coming up the stair turns and then wraps back along the top, so it sort of ties the stair into the whole massing and expression of the penthouse. You can also see here how we set the boardroom back a little bit. So there's actually an area of green roof, a planter that wraps around and kind of runs along that edge. So when you're in the boardroom, you'll look out over a planter to the parapet and to the view beyond. And you can also see how those datums of the curve relate to the NIB building. And I think we went ahead and rendered a version of that's after the site plan. Okay. So we'll come to the last rendering in a moment. We've made some updates to the site plan, and Dan Dove is here from Studio 39. But just to recap on some of the things that we've talked about before, part of the inspiration for this was this idea that you know, people will be crossing this plaza perhaps in a number of different directions. Coming from Potomac Avenue, maybe coming from Westmond Drive. There's a bike lane that parallels Westmond Drive, so we wanted to sort of tie into that. But this idea that for, again, trying to express APTA and some of the things that they're about in their mission, the idea of of the human body and of musculature and of the idea of these sort of muscles and sinews that kind of cross each other as part of physiology, and maybe giving some expression to that within the plaza. So we have some concrete walkways and some walkways that are made of precast plaza pavers in, I think, four different colors. And those are really expressed as these sort of intersecting diagonal walkways that cut across one another. Some of the changes that we've made from the last time that we were here, we started to really think about, you know, offering different types of seating so that this plaza is a space that can really be enjoyed and occupied. So we have fixed bench seating out here and along this walkway. We have tables and chairs with umbrellas, and then we have more cafe type tables in this area and some more lounge seating in that area. So the idea was really between fixed benches and movable seating to offer a variety of different types of seating, some of which can be used in conjunction with the cafe, some of which can be used in conjunction with the bike trails and the walkways and the paths that are extending past the building. We dug a little further into the grading around the site, and we learned that actually the corner of Westmond and Doe was a little lower than we thought. So we now have some very shallow steps and a bike ramp that takes people up into this entry. I can point to it here. This is the what we're calling the bike entry to the building. So this is where bikers and joggers would come and go from the building, and it leads to a bike storage area and showers and locker areas. So this is sort of the informal entry to the building, if you will, and then this is the formal entry to the building on Potomac Avenue down here. And the proposed cafe in this area will have doors that open out into this outdoor seating area right here. Because the grades down here are a little lower than we thought, we've actually introduced a ramp here so that we have some steps down in this location and a ramp down in this location. So whether you're coming down Westmond or coming from Potomac, you always have the option of anywhere there are steps, there's always the option of a ramp in immediate proximity to that, so that everything is very, very open and very accessible. You can see the street trees that are being proposed that are essentially continuing the streetscape standards that have been established for this block and continuing the design that's in front of NIB and extending that around the site. And then on the Doak Street on Westmont side, we're using the brick, Alexandria brick paver that is extending the streetscape of those two streets. So this is really tying back into the design of the streetscapes. And then in the plaza, we take those two materials, the concrete and the brick, we introduce the precast pavers as well. So it kind of weaves those materials together into this composition of intersecting diagonals that connect through the plaza.
Doug, do you want to point out where the transformer vault is on this exhibit?
Oh, yeah. So,
might not be a bad view.
Yeah, so the transformer vault has been moving around to various places. We're now locating it under this brick sidewalk. So the roof of the transformer vault will not be a grating. It will actually be lift out concrete panels with the same brick paver on top of those panels. So it really will be, not so noticeable. It'll be just something that is flush with the brick sidewalk in this little apron area in front of our loading area and adjacent to the parking entry. So it does extend into Doak Street in the area that will be ultimately the right of way within Doak Street. But we've been working with city staff and basically working through different locations and arriving at the solution that seems to be preferable to the city and certainly preferable to APTA. One of the things that we had looked at was there some way to incorporate it into the plaza? But even with the concrete slabs on top, it became very obtrusive and very disruptive to the design of the plaza. So we feel that that location is a much better location where it will be a lot less noticeable and also, frankly, easier to access and service in that location. And then this is just a final view. What we wanted to show in this view was how the building sits on the site, how the curve of the facade really relates to the curve of Potomac Avenue and of the bike trail that exists along there, which is also obviously an important feature of the design. And then how you get that sort of the accent of the stair tower to the north, and then how the roof terrace and the plaza really sort of start to relate to one another as a composition, so that whether you're at the ground looking back at the building or at the building looking at the ground, you get that sense of these diagonals and these triangular forms and the perforated metal material that is wrapping around the base of the building and then wrapping up this north stair also relates to those same sort of diagonal geometries and triangular geometries within the form. So this is our final slide, and it's basically showing where we have got to with the design of the building today. So.
Great. Thanks, Duncan. And just to kind of quickly wrap up, we feel that we try to be responsive to the comments that you all made last time. We've been working very closely with city staff on this throughout the application process. I know that the committee makes a recommendation to the Planning Commission and City Council moving forward. Just to let you know, I think this was mentioned in the memo that staff prepared, but we do have public hearings scheduled for June 5th, Planning Commission, and recently rescheduled June 23rd, Saturday, June 23rd, City Council. We're happy to answer any questions, and we are requesting your favorable consideration this evening. So, thank you.
Thank you. For discussion?
I'd be interested in hearing an hour later the comments from staff on changes that maybe have happened since your report, or your general thoughts on the summary of what was in your head on.
I defer to the project team.
So yeah, it's been, I think a lot of the refinements have really kind of echoed what Duncan was talking about. We were looking at that stair tower, we were looking at the entranceway, and also how the boardroom kind of interacts with the building at the southern portion of the site. Stephanie was working a lot with the landscape architect on the design of the plaza, making sure we made more ground coverage.
I think they're very minor kind of comments which might have covered most of it. On page 3 of the memo at the bottom, there are 3 or 3 bullet points that summarize that, and those would be further events, the entry portal, studying these material layers. On the southern facade, converting the lighter granite text that we see on that really into the dark gray large national boardroom that's directly above it, were the 3 items that we felt could use further refinement, but overall staff really offers a lot of support for this.
Well, I'd just like to say I appreciate the effort you put onto that stair tower on the north side. You know, usually you think putting a stair on the main facade of the building is usually kind of problematic or challenging at best. So I appreciate you embracing kind of making that something special, doing something different. It looks like with the unique forms and materials that you're applying in a dynamic way, and the lighting that you alluded to will really help make it that special kind of terminus to Potomac Yard going south that it deserves. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
I probably should have mentioned, because I think there were some people here that weren't here last time, but one of the basis for the design of the building was to not do a typical office building where the stairs are just fire escapes that are located in the core of the building, but because of APTA's interest in health and movement and the body, to really celebrate movement. And so the 2 stairs in the building, one of them is the stair on the north side, the other is an open stair within the atrium on the south side. So part of the goal was to really encourage all of the users of the building to circulate on the stairs vertically. And I think, you know, it's our hope that no one will ever take the elevator, because the stairs are so attractive and so such an attractor to people when they want to move between floors that that they use those instead. So that's part of the reason why we ended up with the atrium and then the
the express stair tower on the north of the building. And I think the views from that stair are going to be pretty spectacular. So, you know, I would certainly rather do that than wait for an elevator and, you know, stand there in that sort of awkward silence while you're circulating the building.
And remind me again, is APTA, are they using up all the floors, or are they reserving some for separate lease?
Yeah.
Or sublease?
The latter is the case. APTA will be occupying the first, second, third, fourth, and seventh floors of the building. And we're still figuring out exactly how much of the fourth. It probably won't be the entire floor, but a portion of it. So there'll be probably a portion of four, five, and six, which will be tenant space within the building. So there'll be other organizations or other tenants in the building in addition to APTA.
So I would be in support of us, you know, referring this with our, without reservation, or with the caveat that this could be a requirement or just a recommendation that you have a sample of the Granitex for the planning commission.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. We have samples. I just forgot to put it in the box tonight, but we'll certainly bring that material.
Do you know what other building, I mean, someone said there's another building around town, something recently had this?
Do you guys remember what, it was a hotel, I think, in Eisenhower Valley?
It was a building in Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Was it that Marriott one? I think it was the Marriott.
I think it was the hotel.
Yeah, one of the Marriott's out on Eisenhower.
We can follow up that information, but it was something that the city had recently looked at and approved, and so they suggested we take a look at that material.
That's my concern.
I think with that, I mean, obviously you have to be very careful about that one facade where you're changing it from precast to Granitex, basically to the same point.
Mm-hmm. So actually, yeah, what we're proposing to do is,
Can we go back?
Yeah, just go back a couple of slides.
To the southern facade?
Yeah, actually that
one. This one okay?
Yeah, that guy's good. So what we're proposing to do is take the precast down this edge and go back and then transition to Granitex once we're back at that first joint line and beyond. And then similarly at the boardroom, that's actually metal panel that's coming around, and that will turn the corner and then transition to the same material is available with a smooth monochromatic finish that looks more like a metal panel. So we're actually using the same material for both the light and the dark portions of the facade, but we're not obviously transitioning right at the corner. We're letting one material turn the corner and then have a reveal and transition to the other material.
And are you guys taking staff's recommendation to darken the Granitex on the southern facade?
So I think the recommendation was to, I'm trying to remember now.
It's to convert the lighter panels to a darker.
I think
panel.
At one point we had all light, and so we now have light and dark, and we're using that the contrast between those materials to break up the surface. So if you look at this, I think this was kind of one. At one point this was just, we had proposed just one material all the way across, and so we're using the darker material as a way to, you can see here, this is where it says precast transitioning to Granitex and then metal transitioning to Granitex as it comes through. We are not proposing to, we still have the dark material there, but we're not proposing to do more of the dark material. We felt that because the NIB building does look into this space, we wanted to keep it kind of light so it would reflect light and not create sort of a dark canyon between the two buildings.
Any other questions for us?
Yep. Should proceed to recommend this project.
Motion for recommendation.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second.
Do you want to
is there any different sample? Do you want to add any
I mean we'll bring the sample.
We'll leave that as a suggestion.
Yeah. We'll bring it.
We like suggestions.
So the motion, as I understand it, is that we will refer this with that we recommend this for approval.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
All in favor of the motion to recommend approval?
Aye.
Any nays? Any nays? Approval. Six.
Great.
6-0.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you very
appreciate
much.
It.
Nice work.
Thanks.
When is this projected to be complete?
That's a good question.
Well,
the 100th anniversary or before?
We're moving in, Joe.
When do we think we're moving in?
2021 is our work sometime. So, 2021.
We've just completed our design development phase, so we still have more design to do, but it's at the detail, kind of construction detail level, so we'll be working through that phase over the next 3 months or so, and then submitting the building for a permit.
Thank you all.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Yeah. We'll help grab your stuff.
Yeah. Next up is the OAG interim partner.
Oh, you guys are still up, right?
Do you guys have a PowerPoint?
Ryan, while we
can
transition,
use it?
Yeah,
do
you're
have
in
any update on
okay.
the Metro for us?
Perfect.
Yeah. I do not.
It's expensive.
I wish that I did, but
I don't know if that's...
Yeah.
Do you want to just start with the first image?
I was just going to
okay.
read all the text. Hopefully put these guys asleep, and then they would just approve it.
I want more from you. You guys, I want more.
More?
Lots more.
Lots more? Let's have a bake sale then. Let's get some cash and we can put whatever you want in there.
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, I want you to submit more. Like, get the pipeline going.
good evening.
Thanks.
Robert Vaughn. I've been the development manager on Potomac Yard. Potomac Yard Land AG for the past 3.5 years or so in Victoria Coates. We recently joined the project. So we're here today to talk about some improvements we want to make to the interim park that we currently have installed on parcel E. So Victoria, I don't know if you want to walk through the plan.
Sure. So with Potomac Yard being a phased development, after delivering Notch 8, a part of the conditions was to deliver an interim park in the town center green. The conditions really stated that there be a certain ratio of hardscape and softscape and have it be available to be active and programmed. So we've already satisfied those conditions, but we really wanted to go back and take a second look, adding some sort of life and making it more of a pop-up, comfortable, inviting park. So these are sort of our set of plans. The main things we really wanted to incorporate into the park are having some tables, comfortable seating, adding trees and umbrellas to provide shade for when you're sitting out there reading a book or eating lunch so that you wouldn't have the sun sort of baking down on you in the hot summers. We also wanted to add a path for another north-south connection for folks coming from South Potomac Yard to get up to the bus stop. We also introduced a sweeping garden on the south that you can see at the bottom of the page, as well as several trees and planters throughout, as well as painting the hardscape to sort of add some more color and sort of brightness and invitingness to the park.
So, and I think the overall intention, given that this is going to be an interim condition, is to try and make it feel as much as a pop-up as possible. And so be very, very playful with it. And there are certain areas denoted as referenced in the staff report, that there's kind of an entry, a family room, a dining room, and kind of a lawn area. So we're currently working with staff right now to get through the permitting stage. And our intention is ideally we'd like to
be well under construction, hopefully shortly, and have this open for Memorial Day. So we're really here today to kind of both publicize that this is coming, and that we invite all of you guys to come and, you know, enjoy the park, hopefully more than everybody is enjoying it now. And if you guys have any, you know, suggestions on, you know, other elements that we should be thinking about, would very much appreciate your feedback.
I had no idea that was a park right now. So this is a welcome change.
Yes, I think calling the existing facility a park is a big stretch. Are you getting rid of the parking that's currently part of the park?
We are not. So you can see the curb cuts on the right-hand side of the page will be the future Doak Street. That will be installed when either Block B or Block E is developed. The plan right now is currently not to install that road, and the temporary parking lot that is on Block B right now will remain. So this is really intended to address the specific interim park on Block E, rather than addressing anything else on any other blocks.
So the top right section of your square,
yes,
will stay parking.
So the parking act is actually situated like over here. So this would be the future Doak Street connection.
Where's Potomac Avenue?
Potomac Avenue sits like over here. So to orient you, sorry, we should have done this at the beginning. Here's the Avalon. Notch is over there. We're currently sitting in the fire station is down here. And then the hotel site, IDA, and NIB across the top.
You probably can't predict this, but how interim is interim?
So it's funny, staff asked us the same question.
that's the question when you hear the word interim.
So that we really see, based on the current zoning that we have, as well as how these blocks mass out, we really see these as being office buildings. And given the current office environment in Alexandria now for private developers, we see this being very closely linked to Metro. So, you know, our hope is that once there's more clarity on when Metro is delivering, that we will get more active interest from tenants to, you know, move close to these buildings.
The dog park area, nothing fenced in?
No. And that was actually on recommendation from staff.
Okay.
Given that it's an interim park, fenced dog parks have a way of becoming permanent dog parks.
Yeah.
To hopefully avoid that issue in the future, no fence for the dog park.
Sure. So you want people to love it but not demand it?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really wish Matthew was here, our resident landscape expert.
So is the upper left corner, is that the hardscape?
Yeah, so and when you walk out there, that's already hardscape, so it's a combination of concrete and asphalt. So the idea is just to really improve that condition and then provide seating and shaded areas through the installation of trees. Mm-hmm. And then to keep the rest of the park still grassy so that people can go out there and play bocce or, you know, provides more flexible programming opportunities while still improving the accessibility in a north-south direction.
What kind of facilities are you putting in terms of, you know, like bike racks or like water fountains or anything like that?
So we're not planning on installing any of those features. Again, given that it's an interim park. And then there's bike racks that will be located, both public bike racks in the Ulrich and Notch 8 in front of the Giant. If you need to park your bike and you're coming there, then you can walk over.
There was something in the staff memo that made me think that, and you might have actually said this at the beginning of your presentation, that you're not required to do this and we don't have any real input to this. Is that right?
So as members of the community, we always want to appreciate your feedback. On this on this kind of specific proposal, that there is no additional approval that we need other than just get normal permits. But if you have ideas or feedback, we would certainly appreciate that.
The back porch is a little structure?
It's a little shade structure that'll have picnic tables, just more picnic tables. So one of the, in talking to the Notch 8 residents and the Avalon residents, and with the Giant being right there, something that we've heard is that they would really like somewhere to go to Giant and then take the food outside and eat. And that currently doesn't exist in the park that we have today. So that was really one of the main focuses of thinking about how the park would be used.
So I think that just looking at it obviously from this perspective and plan in black and white, that runs a risk of not being, I don't know if you have a plan for how you're going to build it, it runs a risk of looking like a shed in the middle of the park. So do you have another picture?
So I think there is.
Yeah,
so top the shade structure up in the top left.
Okay. That's better than what I was picturing. Not as good as what I was going to suggest. So just that you might have, if you can find something. Obviously, that's not terribly expensive to bust your budget. But if you can find something more organic that sort of relates more to the other shapes you have going on in the place, I think that could be sort of fun.
Okay. I think that's good feedback.
Yeah.
Why are you putting in the picket fence?
Again, just to be kind of playful. So it was an interesting design element that would, instead of it just being a gravel path, that you have something else that's visually interesting to look at.
Looks like road barriers.
We could always remove it.
Feedback.
Good feedback.
Otherwise, it's great.
Okay. Well, you'll probably be seeing an invitation from us that I think we're planning to have a opening event when we finally get this all constructed. We hope that all of you come and join us, and we'll try and get some food trucks out there, maybe a little live music, and hopefully provide a place to bring the community together. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll go back to my original question. When do we get our next submission from JBG on North Potomac Garden?
I'm not on North Potomac Garden. So you need to talk to Matt. You need to talk to Ginnivan about that.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Thanks.
Evidence is stacking up.
All right, well, that's all items on the agenda, so I guess we should adjourn.
So we have, just a heads up, we have another meeting scheduled for May 16th. The same time, same room. Right now there's one item on the agenda, and it's Silverstone Senior Living Facility on Land Bay H West. So put it on your calendars. It's the event.
Where are you going, Ryan?
Small consulting firm.
Are you? So this is your last meeting?
This is my last meeting.
So we won't see you then.
I might come back as a resident. I live down the street.